Hi there, my name's Annie Heather. I'm the lead singer for Kyoto-based digital groove rock band 1GK and blah blah blah. I just had an interesting conversation with the band and it occurred to me that the things that I had thought of as common knowledge or self-evident or atarimai about art and creation thereof are not considered common knowledge in Japan and not even sort of widely spread ideas in Japan. We had a conversation about what to call the song after the word that I chose was deemed too hard for Japanese people to say, one of our members had suggested writing things that were easy for Japanese to say, and I think he also made mention of writing songs that could transfer to karaoke well. And I had to lay the smack down about the nature of, you know, guessing what people want and trying to write what you think they will like and what will be popular, which is the job of the pop industry, really, because it's not the pop bands that write pop songs, it's the production teams behind the AKB48s or the boy bands. They, you know, choose the same safe, tried and tested chord progressions that they know will sell. They choose, nothing that challenges anybody musically or intellectually. They choose words that have been used a million times before so that they know that there are no unknown quantities there. And basically, they make things sound as similar as they possibly can so that they can be fairly sure they know how many units they will shift. And then they give it, they farm out that product, that scientifically well-balanced selling machine to someone young and nubile and skinny enough to sing it and pose meaningfully and pretend that they are feeling some kind of deep emotion as they say these words that aren't theirs, or who can dance and wriggle in time to the beat and look good on posters and album covers to help shift those units. And you can remove any one of those boy band performers and replace him or her with if it's a girl band, obviously, with another nubile, good-looking young person, and it doesn't matter because the product they're selling, the McDonald's theory behind it, stays the same. And, you know, a few tears will be shed if a member is lost, but soon enough that'll be forgotten and units will continue to sell. And the very nature of being an artist is the complete opposite of that, I explained. You know, you can't remove Jimi Hendrix from Jimi Hendrix experience and hope that everything will continue on the same, because he's, you know, this artist who considered himself a vessel for, you know, messages or music from some higher spiritual place that he's kind of transmitting to the world, and there's no one else who can do what he does. It's not that he's better or worse than anyone, it's that he's an individual, and there's no Nirvana without Kurt Cobain. You know, you put Dave Grohl in a band without Kurt Cobain, you might get the Foo Fighters, for example. The whole point of being an artist is they don't do what people want because they know it'll sell. They do what they're driven to do and they hope people join them. They don't follow the listeners and the market, they lead the listeners and the market into new areas. And they're obviously happy if people listen to their music and like it, but that's not the same as tailoring it so it'll sell units or sound good in karaoke or fit in a certain space, which obviously selling is and always has been part of the artistic process. There's no artist you've ever heard of that didn't have a patron or a buyer or a gallery or an affiliation that helped his art get known, because the artist that didn't sell, you know, died poverty-stricken and their art was never seen by anyone. It was probably, you know, thrown away with the rest of their effects after they were gone. It's part of the deal, it's part of the system, of course, but you can't let the tail wag the dog. Anyway, I thought that was all fairly standard thinking, but it occurs to me that perhaps it's not so much in Japan, so I thought I'd put it down here in case anyone was interested in hearing my hackneyed, old, cliched thoughts on the nature of making music with 1GK. So anyway, I'll sign off there and upload this. I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you, and goodbye.